Oh, yeah, it's Pensacola right now. Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable. Top three stories here for you. Getting started with Hurricane Ian. Oh, boy. Made landfall as a major Category 4 hurricane. And it's a, in fact, they said nearly a Category 5 hurricane. Oh, my goodness. And so with that, it is definitely... in fact, it would not surprise me if down the road they say that this is a Category 5, because this is one where, like Hurricane Michael, when it landed as a Category 4, but then later as they assessed it, they were like, you know what, we're going to make that Category 5. And this thing is moving so slowly, it would not surprise me one bit if it ends up being a Category 5 down the road, just because of the amount of destruction and damage it may cause down the road. So hopefully people are safe and people are safe, and even if they are hunkered down, because I know a lot of people were not able to evacuate. Heard on TV yesterday some people saying, like, they were saying, are you going to go? And they're like, I don't have a place to go. I don't have the money for a hotel. I don't have any family I can go visit. And that's what they're saying with that as well. So, like, okay. Got this from the governor. I pulled this back up. Where'd it go? Nope, wrong thing. There it is. All right. So Florida's ready to respond. We have fleets of high water vehicles, 42,000 linemen, 7,000 National Guardsmen, and 179 aircraft prepared to help. And so with that, I was like, high water vehicles? It was a high water vehicle. It just says fleets of high water vehicles. There's a... let's see here. So one of the things I saw with the high water vehicles is, I was getting gas earlier at a gas station here, and there was a guy who had a jet ski, and he was putting fuel in his jet ski, and I was like, "What are you like? You're about to go hit the Gulf?" Like, I was just joking with him, like, "You're about to hit the Gulf?" And he goes, "Oh no, I'm driving to South Florida to see if they need help." And I thought, if they still have flooding by the time I get down there, maybe my jet ski will help me get around and things like that. I was like, oh. And he goes, but I'm afraid there won't be gas down there or over that way, so I'm filling up the jet ski here. I was like, oh, that's pretty cool. He was actually from Alabama. I didn't ask where he's from. I just saw his license plate. He was just pulling away. He's from Alabama. Headed over that way. So I know there's a lot of people who are willing to help out, which is pretty tremendous. Let's go ahead and get a traffic update real quick, Gracie Wolf.
Roadways are checking in clear. I-10, I-110 not showing any major slowdowns. Our slowdowns on 98 have cleared up. Three Mile Bridge, Garrison Point Bridge not showing any major delays. See something else? Just give me a call, 850-262-6111. I'm Gracie Wolf with your traffic on the fives.
All right. Other top three stories here real quick. Stocks rebounded from the 2022 low. Dow was up close to 500 points today, breaking a six-day losing streak. And the United States announced another $1.1 billion and more military aid to Ukraine. Those are your top three stories right here on News Radio
92.3. I did.
Pensacola right now, Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3. Listen to Pep Talk tomorrow morning with Jenna Barr for a chance to win some tickets to go see Ballet Pensacola's first performance of Phantom of the Opera. Also, another chance to win some tickets to Pensacola Symphony Orchestra opening night comes up this Saturday. So be sure to do that. Pensacola right now with Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3.
Now it's time for your top trending news.
Top trending news this hour. Well, of course, the big story of the day, Hurricane Ian still bringing devastating wind and rain to southwest Florida. That's not expected to ease up much until tomorrow morning. Right now, crews say they're not able to get a good assessment of the damage. Lee County Manager Robert DeSaris says he doesn't think it's going to be good.
Well, we don't know the full extent of the damage to Lee County right now. We are beginning to get a sense that our community has been, in some respects, decimated.
And the early reports are tremendous damage on Sanibel and Fort Myers Beach, and reports in the last few hours more than 1.1 million people right now without power in the storm-affected areas. Ukraine's president thanking the Biden administration for another $1.1 billion in aid for his country. That assistance comes as its war with Russia drags on. On Twitter, President Zelensky called it a, quote, very timely decision. That new money brings the total commitment to just under $17 billion since January last year. R. Kelly now going to be paying some restitution for his crimes. A judge in New York declared that not only will Kelly be spending 30 years behind bars, he's also going to pay roughly $300,000 to one of his victims to cover their psychological care and medical treatment. And Bobby, are you a fan of M&Ms?
Oh, yeah, I do like M&Ms. I like plain M&Ms followed by peanut butter M&Ms.
Peanut butter or peanut?
No, the peanut butter.
Oh, the peanut butter. Okay. Yeah. I like the peanut more than the peanut butter, but okay. Regardless, there's a new color coming out. Have you heard about that?
No.
Apparently, they are unveiling a new purple M&M, which I thought they'd had before in the past, but maybe...
Maybe it's just been like a part of an Easter part or something like that. Well, I can't remember them having a purple.
Maybe it's one of those, what do they call those memories that you think exist, but they aren't real?
Yeah, that's right. Maybe it's one of those. Yeah, you had a dream about it. You were dreaming about purple M&Ms one day.
But apparently they've revealed a video showing a new purple peanut M&M joining the gang of classic characters like red, yellow, and green. Purple is going to be the company's first ever female M&M.
Wait, what?
I didn't even know M&Ms had genders, but it is 2022.
There already is a female one.
The green one. She's wearing boots.
You know the green one? You know the...
If you go to the movies, there's always a peanut M&M, or there's always an M&M commercial. They're right.
Well, maybe M&M isn't acknowledging its real first one because they want a new first female M&M.
I'm googling purple M&Ms. M&M there. I've seen the purple before. First of all, I've seen purple M&Ms before. This is not a debut. It must be like purple M&M into the, like, it must be just saying like in the regular packaging, I guess. So, this is weird thing. But yes, there is a female one. Yes, the green one. You're right. I just saw it. She with the white boots. Show David.
Oh, well, yeah, that's
Show
definitely David. A female M&M.
Yeah, where are you getting
She's
your news from?
She's got lashes on.
That's a good question.
This is fake news. This is what's going on here.
No, M&M's just trying to lie to us. They're trying to hype up something they already did.
Yeah.
Well, I'm not the only one. Look, this story's everywhere. M&M reveals new purple candy character. That's on Today. Today.
Okay. There you go. Yeah. Well,
I think M&M's trying to fleece us by passing this character over as being new.
Well, that could be it too. Yeah, this is actually green wearing a purple dress, and they're like,
green now identifies as purple.
That's right. Yes. By the way, when it comes to the M&M packages, are you one of the people who like pulls out certain colors, eats certain colors in certain order, or are you just like, whatever, man, just shoving them in my mouth as fast as you can get them?
Oh yeah, you just gotta gobble all of them down at once.
The best M&Ms are the mini M&Ms in the tube. And you like drink them out of the tube.
Not drink, but the mini ones in the tube. Yes.
And then you put them in your mouth through the tube. That's the best way to
eat them. You're talking like the Christmas candy cane tube thing?
Yes, like those and the mini ones, and they have the little cap on it. Oh. Those are the best.
Yes, those are good. I like those. I'll tell you one place. I can't remember where I was at. I was in Chicago. Went to a movie theater. And this is a place where they bring you your food while you're, like, sitting there. Like, so you order while you're there. And I didn't really want food or anything. But so I was like, I'll just get a root beer and some M&Ms. Like, root beer and M&Ms go really good to me. Like, that's a good pairing. Like, the chocolate with the root beer, good stuff. Let's have root beer and M&Ms. And I'm like, okay. And it's like one of those places where the chair's like a full-on recliner and stuff. And this is like when they first were coming out. Now, like, every place has them. They bring me out the root beer in a frosted mug. And I was like, nice. And then they had, like, the bottle. It was like some sort of, like, craft-made root beer from Chicago or something. So they bring me out the bottle plus a frosted mug. And then they hand me my M&Ms in a martini glass. And I'm like, I don't belong here. This is not, like, this is nice. This is not really me. So, martini glass filled with M&Ms. So, but I am one of those, like, I pull out the colors. Like, I got to eat the blues first and then the greens and then the yellows and then I'll eat the browns. And so, like I have to organize them. So, and if they're, like, in the martini glass, I'm picking out the color ones first and eating those first. I don't know why. It just, it's the way it lands. So, let's get traffic on the fives.
Roads are looking good right now. I-10, I-110 not showing any major delays, as well as 29 and 90 and 98 in Gulf Breeze, Tiger Point, and Navarre checking in clear. If you see something else on the roads, just give me a call to 850-2626-111. I'm Gracie Wolf with your traffic on the fives.
All right. Is green turned gender neutral? Maybe that's what it is. Or maybe green was actually a boy dressed up like a girl. Was trans. And that's why now David is revealing that purple is the first female M&M is because now we know green was actually not a female. Green was just identifying that way or dressing
up
that way.
Or it was at one point and now
not. Oh, now identifies.
Now they are not.
Yes,
right?
They are. Yeah, correct. Yeah.
I think I have the answer here.
Okay.
All right. Purple is the first female peanut M&M in the crew.
Okay.
That's what's going
now
on.
Now there's clarification. Okay.
Thank goodness.
Now we know. First female peanut M&M. So we don't have yet a female almond M&M though.
Not yet. And they're running out of colors. What are they going to do?
It's true.
They're going to have to unveil a new pink M&M.
They're going to be a new, exactly, fuchsia. So I have a little bit of a fuchsia M&M going with it. All right. It's Pensacola right now. But I didn't bring up this part of the angle. One of the top three stories right now is $1.1 billion more is going to military aid to the Ukraine. And I not expanded on that story at all. Here's a text that does a great job of it. So if I understand correctly, any and all businesses, small businesses that went out of business during COVID shutdowns, which remember there was thousands of business who went under during COVID shutdowns. So thousands of these went under. Those people are on their own. No support. No anything to help them out. So how does it make sense sending God knows how many billions of dollars in weapons to Ukraine? Unless your goal is to funnel money to the military-industrial complex, which then it would make perfect sense. Yeah. I didn't bring that story up, but that's exactly what I was thinking as well. So, yeah. That is funny, actually. Now another angle. David, you're going to have to pay attention to this text here. Texter just bringing up a very good point right here. So if I understand correctly, purple is going to be the first female M&M with nuts.
Oh.
6 o'clock hour. Pensacola right now, Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3. Pensacola right now with Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3. If you'd like to weigh in, text 850-437-1620, 850-437-1620. Got today's sign of the apocalypse coming up after your sport, after your traffic on the fives here in just a little bit. Then Pensacola Dragon Boat Festival comes up on October 8th. They're still looking for some teams. Just go to PensacolaDragonBoatFestival.com for more information on how to do that. Also, tomorrow, let's see here. I'll tell you exactly when. I'm going to give you exactly the time. Tomorrow morning, yep, during Pensacola Morning News with Andrew McKay, he'll be giving away a pair of tickets to Florida State football. So, and then we'll also be giving away another pair tomorrow afternoon during this show. So, Pensacola Morning News and Pensacola Right Now both have a pair of tickets to give away tomorrow. So be sure to tune in to that. And then, of course, tickets to Ballet Pensacola during Pep Talk tomorrow. If you'd like to weigh in, text 850-437-1620. Just a reminder, too, you can listen to us online, streaming on our website, newsradio923.com. You can also listen to us on our mobile app now. Our mobile app is up and running, so be sure to download that. And then our mobile app also has a link to our podcasts, which now we podcast each hour of the show, of this show, as well as Andrew McKay's show and Pep Talk. So you can listen to all the podcasts in case you miss any of the show. All right, it's Pensacola Right Now. Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3. Top three stories here for you. Starting off with Hurricane Ian, making landfall, of course, at a Category 4 hurricane. Nearly a Category 5. It's working its way right now across the state. Very slowly, actually. Very, very slowly. And affecting everywhere from Tampa, St. Petersburg, all the way down to Naples, Florida. It's going diagonal across the state. The eye of the storm is going to cross Orlando. And then it'll be the coming out, kind of avoiding Jacksonville. I mean, Jacksonville's going to get hit by some stuff, but not bad. Go on to the water, into the Atlantic, and then it'll head north and make landfall again in South Carolina. That's the current storm track right now. And then let's see here. Da-da-da. Top three stories also, stocks rebounded today after having six-day losing streak, and the United States has announced another $1.1 billion in military aid for the Ukraine. Those are your top three stories.
Here's your sports hit.
All right, Pensacola Blue Wahoos are leading right now against the Tennessee Smokies. That's right, they're leading. They lost the first game against the Tennessee Smokies. The second game was away in Tennessee. They ended up winning yesterday 7-1, and now it's bottom of the second, and Pensacola already leads 1-0. Go Wahoos! So this is the championship game three. This is it right here. They gotta win this one, and so this is it's a pretty exciting time right there for the Pensacola Blue Wahoos. All right, let's see here. Da-da-da-da. Where are they doing here? Oh, I was trying to find. Yeah, right there. Okay, and then in Major League Baseball, quite a few games going on right now. Tampa Bay Rays are tied with the Cleveland Guardians, one apiece, bottom of the fifth inning. Atlanta Braves are tied with the Washington Nationals, also at one apiece, middle of the second. And the Miami Marlins and the New York Mets is a scoreless game, top of the third. Other games, let you know about, the Yankees are leading 3-0 against the Toronto Blue Jays. Boston Red Sox are beating the Orioles 1-0. Scoreless game between the White Sox and the Twins. Scoreless between the Phillies and the Cubs. And scoreless between the Cardinals and the Brewers. That game is on ESPN Plus. Top of the first inning. Just got started. Then NHL hockey. Preseason hockey going on. End of the first period right now. Scoreless between the Washington Capitals and the Philadelphia Flyers. That game's on NHL Network. On ESPN Plus, Montreal is getting beat by the Toronto Maple Leafs 1-0. And wow, the puck just dropped just like a minute and a half ago between Chicago and Detroit. That game's on ESPN Plus, and Chicago already leads it 1-0. In other sports news, the Minneapolis. So if right now the Tampa Bay Buccaneers game will remain in Tampa Bay, they're playing the Chiefs. But if they do need to move it, then they will. They'll relocate to Minneapolis. The Jets quarterback, Zach Wilson, has been cleared to play. He'll make his season debut this week. And then Saints quarterback Jameis Winston did not practice today, taking a rest day as he's got four fractures in his back plus a sprained ankle. They actually moved Taysom Hill, who has been pretty much moved to the tight end position, but he is technically their third-string quarterback as well. They had him taking backup snaps today just in case. But at least right now, they're saying that Jameis Winston, even though he took day off today, he's still planning on playing in Sunday's game, which is going to be in London. Bill Belichick says that quarterback Mac Jones for the Patriots is going to be day-to-day with his severe high ankle sprain. Chargers Chargers star defensive end Joey Bosa is going to have surgery, and he's going on to the injured reserve. LIV is going to pay Fox to air their golf events. That's right. They're going to pay Fox to air their golf events. That's, you don't usually hear that nowadays. But they weren't able to work out a deal with Apple or with Amazon to have them air their events and pay them to air their events. So instead, right now, they're going to pay to get their events seen. And once they get enough interest and fans, then I'm sure they'll work out a big deal or they're going to get paid. Steve Nash says that Ben Simmons, well, he doesn't care if he never shoots. Just wants him to manage the ball, get pass the ball, probably just to Kevin Durant. Just get the ball to Kevin Durant. That's his thing. And then Zion Williamson, who's been oft injured since he's entered the league for the Pelicans, and often overweight, showed up to camp looking fit today, they said. And according to the coach, he dominated their practice today. That's good news for the Pelicans if he can get back on track. Pensacola right now with Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3. Let's get traffic on the fives.
Really nothing to slow you down right now. I-10, I-110 not showing any major delays, as well as Pine Forest, Blue Angel, Lillian Highway, and Gulf Beach. Also checking in clear on Bayou Boulevard to Beverly Parkway, Brent Lane, and Michigan Avenue not showing any major slowdowns. See something else? Just give me a call at 850-2626-111. I'm Gracie Wolf with your traffic on the fives.
Real quick here, update, still 1-0, top of the third inning now, between the Pensacola Blue Wahoos and the Tennessee Smokies. The Blue Wahoos are leading 1-0 in the top of the third now. So, and this is the championship game, so big one right here for Pensacola Blue Wahoos. All right, let's go ahead and get today's sign of the apocalypse. Let's do it.
Here is today's sign of the apocalypse.
This is it.
This is a very bizarre story to me. After 25 years of marriage, a couple with three children went ahead and got divorced. It happens, right? It happens. But a woman is outraged after a judge has ordered her to give her ex-husband copies of intimate photo albums that she gifted him before their divorce. Apparently, these images, these were photo albums that she gave him at one point as a gift, I guess, features her in topless, nude lingerie shots. And a judge has ruled that she needs to give him copies. Say what? This, what? Now they did say the copies that she has to provide will be where images of her nude or in lingerie are obscured. Like they have black boxes put over her exposed parts, but they can't alter affectionate inscriptions or notes. Say what? This is so bizarre. And, so I guess when she filed for divorce against him, she was surprised when he listed the albums amongst the items that he wanted in the split. Yeah, like, what? She says the photo request is retaliation for divorcing him. He says, I never asked for the photos. I asked for the inscriptions. He said that the judge gave her an opportunity to redact and copy the album pages herself and then turn them over. She did not have to hand them to a third party to edit. And so he's saying he just wanted the inscriptions and the, like, why though, dude? Like, I don't know. This is so, it does seem very petty. And I don't know. So that's right there. A judge telling her, yeah, you gotta go ahead and send him intimate photos of yourself. That's not going to be good. All right, it's Pensacola right now. Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable. Bobby, is the Blue Wahoos title game being broadcast anywhere? Yes, on our sister station, ESPN Pensacola, 1330 AM, 99.1 FM. 1330 AM, if you have AM on your radio. If not, 99.1 FM should have the game as well. Latest update on the Blue Wahoos, still 1-0 right now. Top of the third inning right now. So, big game right here. They're playing Tennessee Smokies. I kind of got that one up on my screen just watching the game play on it. All right. Coming up here next, going to get a quick update from David Wayne over the newsroom on News Radio 92.3.
This is more than the typical kind of thing. Felt the Jones in my bones when you were touching me.
Pensacola right now with Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable. Pensacola Blue Wahoos still 1-0, top of the third. One out right now. Got a man on first. He ended up walking. Nassim Nunez ended up walking. Next batter struck out. And now I got another batter up there, 2-1. 2-1 count for Norel Gonzalez, who Norel Gonzalez is pretty good. 400 batting average. So he's up to bat right now. Hopefully the Blue Wahoos able to win this one out. So I'm just checking that one out. In play, no out. So is he going to get a base? Let's see what happens. He just got a hit, I think. So let's see what happens with that one. Before we get to a couple of lighter stories here for you, let's go over to David Wayne in the newsroom. David, what's up in the news?
Well, Bobby, here's one in case anybody's looking for a job out there. New tech companies expanding into Pensacola, and they've got some jobs to fill. Their name is Advanced Technology Recycling. They're apparently moving into a former call center over at the Marcus Point Commerce Park. They provide high security handling of computers and tech devices that are being refurbished and then being sold. Well, right now, they've got about 40 jobs available, and they're going to be having a job fair on October 5th and 6th at that new facility.
So what do they do? What is this tech company?
So apparently they do some type of, they handle tech devices that are being refurbished and then being resold.
Okay.
So kind of a tech job thing.
So it's techie, yeah.
Very techie thing.
Getting involved with the things like that. All right, very nice. Just got the update on Pensacola Blue Wahoos. Man on second and third now, one out. There was a throwing error from the pitcher. I guess he overthrew the first baseman on a hit. And so we now have a man on third and second, one out. Top of the third inning, we lead 1-0 against Tennessee Smokies. Six money-saving tips from frugal people. This is from BuzzFeed, the number one time-wasting website on the internet. They talked to a bunch of fairly wealthy individuals who are also frugal. So what are some of your tips that you have? Here's some of their tips. Cut sponges in half. They say once you're used to it, a full sponge actually feels like overkill. I don't know about that. It seems, I mean, I guess I could kind of see, like, you have a little mini sponge. But I don't know. And it's not like sponges are expensive.
Yeah, that's what I was going to say, too. Like, you can get a cheaper sponge than, like, the nicest sponge out there.
Yeah.
Also, I hate when the sponge gets dirty. So I feel like if it's little, even if you get a little spot on it, it's going to be covering.
It's going to get dirty faster too. And so, yeah, that's a good point too. Yeah. Other tip from wealthy, frugal people: don't buy the newest tech. A 3-year-old iPhone is almost as good as a new one. Their rule is to replace your tech, but always stay about 3 years behind. The thing is about tech nowadays, though, you go too far behind, your tech becomes obsolete. Like, it will not upgrade the next iOS. It won't upgrade the operating system of your computer. It won't upgrade, like, it's terrible. I was mentioning before, I have a 7-year-old Mac Mini that's been driving me a little crazy because I can't upgrade it, but it's starting to get a little bit bogged down. It's starting to act a little slow and everything. And so I can't upgrade it to the latest operating system. Yet, it's starting to bog down. Yet it still works. So it still works. I don't want to, like, just throw it away. That's like a waste, is what it feels like. But it's also an old enough technology where, like, I can't even upgrade it that much. I can't add more RAM to it. I can't add more things. Like, you know what I mean? So it's like, this is killing me. And I got a text here that says, sure got a Google Chromebook. I've got one about the same period of time, and it still works fine. Actually, I do have a Chromebook as well. It's just I can't do what I need to do on a Chromebook. So they're limited in their capabilities.
It kind of stinks with Apple that, you know, after it gets to that time period, you just know, even if it's not bad right then, it's going to get bad soon and you're going to have to get a new one.
That's true.
Like, it's just like an unspoken thing now.
That is exactly what it is. Like, so I'm like, okay, I can't do this, can't do that, can't do this. And so I guess the dread in me is I'm going to have to get rid of it soon. Like, it's hit the point now of, like when I call Apple support, this is going on. They go, yeah, we no longer support that system. I'm like, oh, no. So, yeah, exactly. Here's a couple other, well, let's get traffic on the fives first, and we'll do a couple more frugal tips.
Well, roadways are looking good right now. I-10, I-110 not showing any major slowdowns. Also checking in clear on North Palafox, Garden Street, Cervantes, nothing to slow you down, in downtown Pensacola, as well as Highway 90 through Milton and Pace looking good. See something else, just give me a call at 850-2626-111. I'm Gracie Wolf with your traffic on the fives.
All right, so when you go out to eat as a couple, split one meal. Restaurants, meals are usually too large anyway. If you split it, then there you go. If you need more food, split an appetizer too. That's a good tip. I realized that years ago. It wasn't because of being frugal, actually. It was just being fat. I was like, I need to like chill out with my eating. I'm eating too many calories. Like, let's start splitting some meals. So I started doing that. Switch back to bar soap. Apparently, it's a lot cheaper than body wash. It lasts a lot longer. Order your groceries online, but pick them up. It saves on delivery fees, and you'll spend less on impulse purchases than when you shop in-store. I haven't done grocery pickup. I've done grocery delivery a lot, but if I don't do grocery delivery, I'm going out anyway. I'm going to go inside the store. Like, I like to go inside the store.
Yeah, that's what I use Amazon Prime for. Household things that, yeah. I'm like, okay, I need this. And I know if I go into Target and get this, I'm going to be walking out with clothes for myself and decor and things like that.
Yeah.
That's when I'll order it online.
Gotcha. When you, at least you know yourself. So you go with that. Yeah.
Yeah.
Very good. Slow down while driving. Don't gun it at stoplights. One person tested it and gained about 3 miles per gallon, which, of course, can add up over a week, over a month, and over time. So, yeah, there you go. I used to, like, punch it. Like, it was almost felt like I was at a race. Every time the light turned green, I'm like, the light is green, and just, like, punch it. Now I'm just like, eh. I'm like an old man now. Just kind of slowly just drive, just get where I'm going, just cruise. Yeah, I'm the guy you're probably honking at. Why don't you speed up? But that's me. All right, it's Pensacola right now. Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3. You guys have a great night. Bye-bye.